This is MSO News. I'm Rick Moore. I'm really happy now to be talking with the executive director of the Open Door, based in Gloucester, Julie LaFontaine. And Julie, welcome back. It's been a long time. How are you doing, especially this time of year?
Well, Rick, it's really good to be here with you. And, you know, we are doing as well as can be expected as we face the SNAP delay coming on November 1st, as well as getting ready for the holidays.
I want to get into all of that, so I'm gonna bend your ear for some time, or at least listen to you. But first, I'd like you to recap the Open Door, all of its facilities, and all the good work it does, because it's not just based in Gloucester. And the numbers that you have mentioned over the years in terms of helping people are astounding.
Well, thank you. I'm always happy to talk about the Open Door. So the Open Door's mission is first and foremost to alleviate the impact of hunger in the community. And we do that, Rick, by connecting people to good food, advocating for people and the policies that serve them, as well as engaging others in the work of building food security. And food security, by definition, is having consistent and adequate access to nutrition in a socially acceptable environment. And that's the key piece right there, is just to be sure that you're getting what you need, as much as you need it, in a timely fashion and in a socially acceptable way. So the Open Door was founded in 1978. That's almost 50 years ago. And it was founded because the community wanted to make sure there was a place where people could go and get food when they needed help. And what started as serving 49 households, hoping to go out of business in a few years, ended up being what it is today. Last year, the Open Door improved the lives and health of nearly 12,000 unique individuals, coming from more than 5,000 households, and distributing almost 2.4 million pounds of food. And that's a lot of peanut butter.
that's a lot of food. It is. And I think so much to talk about here that I'm so impressed with and so grateful for. One of the things I want to ask you, Julie, that I don't think I've asked you before, is the importance of people looking for help. I don't want to say seeking or asking, but people who might need it for their families and might otherwise not want to do it. But how important is that for people to connect with the Open Door who need assistance?
You know, Rick, when something like this happens, when something happens in your life, and it happens to all of us, that, you know, the rug can get pulled out from underneath you, and you're saying, what am I going to do? I'm not making ends meet. I need to make sure I'm feeding myself. I'm feeding my family. People who need help should, number one, not be embarrassed to seek help or ask for help or look for help. And the other thing that we want to make sure people know is, we often see this with elders especially, they think that if they take food from us, they'll be taking it away from someone else mm-hmm. who might need it more than them. Mm-hmm. And so we work hard to dispel the thinking that if you ask for help, you get help, you take food, that you're taking it away from someone else. The Open Door exists to be here, you know, when things go sideways. And you know, we have our food pantries. We have one here in Gloucester on Emerson Avenue. We have one over in Ipswich. We serve 11 different cities and towns here on the North Shore, as well as our mobile markets go to 25 different locations, including North Shore Community College in both Danvers and Lynn. Danvers and Lynn are not included in the 11 cities and towns.
Wow.
So, you know, we're giving out food through our pantries. We're delivering food through a really innovative mobile market style. We have a farmer's truck that can roll up into a neighborhood. The site comes up, the trays come out, and people have access to an instant farmer's market. And then there's our kitchen, which is it's a brand new commercial production kitchen. And that team is putting out 3,000 meals a week.
Good heavens.
And that's for our community meals program. We also provide all the meals for the Pathways for Children campus in both Gloucester and Beverly, the Rose Baker Senior Center, and a handful of other meal partners that our kitchen provides food for. And so through, you know, through those mechanisms, we're distributing food. And then over on Pond Road, we have a thriving thrift store where people can donate things they don't want anymore, and it gets turned into money that helps support the hunger relief programs of the organization.
I think one of the things that is so important is the volunteers. I don't know if you have a volunteer training program, but every time I've gone to either the Open Door or Second Glance to donate, the staff there has been so amazing. And I've seen how the staff treats people who come in for food and so on in the grocery store. And tell me about the staffing, because the word that comes to mind is dignity. There's just everything is so dignified.
Well, that is the goal always, and we do our best to support each other in making sure that we're being accountable for the service that we give, and we do have a team with a lot of compassion for the people who find their way to our doors, and we have a combination of paid team members, and we have volunteer team members both. The size of our organization and the amount of food that we're distributing requires that we, you know, are operationally ready with infrastructure to meet the need and or a surge in need. And we have seen a 30% increase 2 years in a row. And already this year, you know, we're at first quarter of this fiscal year against first quarter of last fiscal year, we're up 10% in requests for food assistance already this year. Mm-hmm. So, and that is, you know, that's before the snap cliff on November 1st.
All right, I want to get to that, because I know, I don't want to get all maudlin here, but when I first started teaching, I qualified for food stamps, and fortunately mm-hmm. we were able to get by. But I do remember there was a time when we had to choose between getting groceries, do we buy a pound of bologna this week, or do we buy a pound of Oreo cookies? And we chose the cookies that week. So, you know, I know how important it is to go from week to week. So let me ask you about, first of all, how Open Door coexists with the SNAP program, and what this is going to mean in a couple of days when SNAP is either suspended or done away with.
Now, I'm glad you asked me, Rick. Because, you know, it's, I think there are myths and reality out there, right? And so I would ask, often when I'm speaking, I'll ask the question, if all of the emergency food help in the country could fit into 10 grocery bags, how many of those bags would represent what food banks and food pantries do? And I'll ask you that question. Do you want to take a guess? How many, of 10 bags, how many bags represent what food banks and food pantries do?
You know, offhand, I'm going to say produce and protein.
Yeah. So really, if you think about, you know, all of the emergency help being fit into 10 bags, only one of those bags represents what a food bank or a food pantry can do. And 90% of emergency food assistance in this country is based on a federal safety net program like SNAP or WIC, all the child nutrition programs.
Oh, okay. I see where you're going. I misunderstood that. So explain that again, because that is so vital and so important, Julie.
It is so important, and I realize that, you know, usually when I'm speaking, you have a visual, so you can see 10 bags in a row, and then you ask, you know, yourself, if all of the emergency food were represented in these 10 bags, how many of them would belong to private charity?
Okay.
And it's only one.
Oh, my.
And of them come from the federal government. And so, you know, food pantries are intended to work hand in hand with smart and fair federal programs. That's the way they were set up to work. They're intended to be a safety net. They're intended to ebb and flow with the economy, like, and so that it's always funded, so that SNAP is always funded to be there when people need it. So now we're facing, you know, we're in the midst of a government shutdown, and the SNAP program, which has never been interrupted by a government shutdown because it wasn't designed to be interrupted, is now been so politicized that there are 1.1 million people in Massachusetts at risk of not getting their food benefit on Saturday, November 1st.
Good heavens. And, you know, it's funny, for people who have a steady income, even if it's a fixed income like my own, you think, oh, okay, well, they got to give up for a week or two. But the reality is, when you have a family or you yourself, you know, whatever condition you're in, you can't get food. I mean, that's a day-to-day crisis.
Yes. It is. And, you know, within our service area, we've done a deep dive on the numbers. We know that the Greater Boston Food Bank releases a report on an annual basis, and 80% of people who are receiving SNAP also use a food pantry.
Mm.
Because SNAP by itself isn't enough, but hand in hand with the pantry, you know, 80% of them are using both SNAP and the food pantry.
Wow.
So we did a dive on our numbers, and we know that if we jump back to those 11 cities and towns that we serve, we know that on an annual basis, almost $17 million worth of SNAP flow into those 11, you know, those 11 communities.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just about 10,000 people are relying on SNAP, but also using the food pantry. 80% of them are. And so when you do the math on November 1st, or for the month of November, on a monthly basis, it's $1.8 million.
So what do you expect now, I guess, what's the contingency for this weekend before I ask another question about the season itself of Thanksgiving and so on? But
sure, yeah.
What's the contingency for this weekend and beyond?
Yeah, so what we've done is, you know, we've doubled down on our core mission, making sure that we're connecting people with food. We've reached out to the grocery stores to find out what their plan is and how we can help support when people arrive to use their SNAP and find that they don't have a benefit on their card. We ask the community to be kind, patient, and compassionate. If they witness something in the grocery store where someone has, you know, come to the register with a full cart and found they don't have the money to pay for it and either have to walk away and leave the cart behind or take things out until they can afford to pay for what's in the cart. The Open Door has rallied to do a special food distribution this weekend from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. here at the Emerson Avenue campus. And people who live in Ipswich and in Gloucester can come to this. It's our entire 11 city and town service area can come to this. It's not specific to the Gloucester pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And they can come and get milk, eggs, produce, protein, and grocery items. And it will just be a little bit to tide over until, you know, hopefully there is a solution.
Well, you know, I was just thinking, and forgive me for going on this avenue, there's a special place in hell for people who put other people in danger, but there's a special place in heaven for those who help out, like you and your staff and so many other people. Now, because it's this time of year, I know that the Cape Ann community in particular sort of mobilizes to specifically support the Open Door. So tell me about what's going on apart from, you know, the SNAP emergency. Tell me what's going on in terms of raising awareness and the contributions that are taking place this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. So in just a few short weeks will be Thanksgiving, a time when we give thanks and celebrate what we have. And we always want to make sure that people have a turkey and all of the fixings so that they can celebrate at home with their own families, their own traditions, their own recipes. And so with the help of the community, the Open Door is able to provide a turkey and all the trimmings for for a family to be able to cook at home. And we're actively fundraising for that right now. And for just $35, you can make sure a family gets that turkey and all the trimmings. Additionally, on the Saturday before Thanksgiving, we will be at 6 different grocery store locations with an army of volunteers. The Open Door really couldn't do anything without its wonderful volunteers. An army of volunteers collecting food, not for Thanksgiving, because we have already sourced the food for Thanksgiving baskets. We have to be doing all that ordering back in August and September. Mm-hmm. So we have enough food for the food baskets, but we're focused in on breakfast foods because families have children home. They're not in school where they get free breakfast or lunch. And so pancake mixes, cereal, juice, muffin mixes, anything that would just help support the breakfast table is what we're looking for at that food drive. And that will be on Saturday, November 22nd at a grocery store near you.
Okay, and mention the website and what's available on the website for those who would like to either have more information about it or to contribute.
Sure. So you can find the Open Door at foodpantry.org. And on the website, you'll see a place where you can donate. You can donate to the Holiday Basket Program, or you could contribute directly to the virtual food drive, which is set up to meet the moment for right now. And 100% of the money raised through the virtual food drive will go to buy food for people who are suffering in the SNAP crisis. And also you can find information there on how to host a food drive if you'd like to host a food drive. So it's foodpantry.org, you can donate money, or you can donate your time and sign up to volunteer.
Okay, I have two final questions. Julie, is there any coordination or communication? I'm sure there is. What is the coordination and or communication between your food pantry and others in the area, like My Brother's Table and other places all over the North Shore? Because I'm sure you must at least share information.
We absolutely share information, and our lives intersect in many ways already, but we've been reaching out to one another, and in fact, we were just up this afternoon with Congressman Seth Moulton. He held a press event, and a number of food pantries, including the Open Door, were invited to speak about the impact of what's going on right now and the potential impact for the coming weeks. And we do work together on projects. We sometimes work together on funding. And we just really make sure that we're sharing information, sharing resources, and sharing best practices.
Oh, my goodness. Finally, is there anything else that I didn't ask you that you'd like to mention?
Yes, I guess I would just say that in challenging times like this, that we need to make sure that what we hold in common is greater than our differences. And when we do that, we find resiliency and we find strength as community. And so that's what I'm setting my sights on. And as we head into this holiday season and into whatever the next month brings, having community come together, holding what we have in common as precious will make us strong.
Julie, if there's anything we can ever promote, please let us know. We'd be happy to do that. And thank you so much for taking the time, and just congratulations on the wonderful work you and your staff do.
Well, thank you, and thank you for right back at you, all you do.
All right, Julie, be well. We'll talk soon. Thank you.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye now.
That's Julie LaFontaine, who is the executive director of the Open Door in Gloucester. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.